Indiana's crackdown on undocumented trucking drivers. Indiana has taken a significant step towards addressing the issue of undocumented immigrant drivers behind the wheel, revoking commercial driver's licenses on a mandatory basis. This move comes after two high-profile crashes involving drivers who had obtained their CDLs despite being undocumented immigrants. The law, which went into effect at midnight on Wednesday, affects non-domiciled CDLs issued in Indiana before March 1, 2026, unless the license holder has a valid H-2A, H-2B, or E-2 visa. The new regulations require the Indiana Bureau of Motor Vehicles to regularly check with the Department of Homeland Security to flag drivers who may be at risk of having their CDLs revoked. Furthermore, the law mandates English proficiency for obtaining a CDL in Indiana, with license holders required to pass the knowledge and skills exam in either English or American Sign Language without exception. The penalties for non-compliance are severe, with drivers facing a Level 6 felony and a $5,000 fine, while trucking company owners may be fined $50,000 if they employ an ineligible driver. Additionally, CDL schools that knowingly train ineligible drivers will also face the same $50,000 fine per violation. The law is part of a broader effort to address the issue of carrier density in Indiana, which has specific zip code clusters that should have been flagged years ago. The state's carrier density problem has been highlighted by Senator Jim Banks, who noted that Greenwood, a suburb of Indianapolis, has 1,000 newly registered trucking carriers, with over 300 active in a single neighborhood alone.